I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom launches its Religious Prisoner of Conscience Project tomorrow. Now, it's meant to advocate for people who've been jailed for exercising their freedom of religion, and about a third of the cases they'll focus on involve Iran. And that's not a big surprise to Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor. Yet he also says opportunities abound because Iranians are very open to the message of the gospel, even if the state isn't.
We would always ask that people continue to pray for Iran as a country in general, that it would become more open, that people would be able to worship freely, that the changes that are needed, I guess, in the leadership would come to fruition to enable such liberty, but also to pray for Christians that they would endure and that they would continue to be a great witness in the country.
And tomorrow, April 5th, is Mission Aviation Fellowship's Worldwide Day of Prayer, and they're asking if you join them. MAF is an aviation ministry that flies over 1,000 Christian and humanitarian ministries into isolated regions. Brad Weston with MAF's Spiritual Enrichment Team explains what the Worldwide Day of Prayer is for.
All of our programs overseas, including MAF International, we all stop what we're doing. And we take a half day and we share prayer requests with each other and we pray for each other and pray for our work and safety and the Lord's ministry, you know, the kingdom advance to go through.
So would you consider joining MAF tomorrow in praying for the ministry? If you go to missionnews.org, Weston shares some specific prayer requests so you can help them advance God's kingdom. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.